Or we feel fear of a new place. When we move to a new place, we feel fear because we don't know anybody there at all. And sometimes we feel fear of being rejected from somebody. So when we feel fear, we are afraid of doing something. And I remember when I joined the Redemptorist, and the Redemptorist has a formation house for the first level in the formation. So that house is located in the Bronx, New York. So if you have a chance to go to New York and you go to the Bronx and you see that neighborhood, is we have the parish called Immaculate Conception in the Bronx. So the formation is inside the parish. So, but if also, if you have a chance to go to New York and you go to the subway system, you will see rats. Rat is everywhere under the subway system. So when I moved to New York and to study, I just feel fear because I didn't know anybody at all. And the rat, that I'm afraid. So, but rat in New York is everywhere. So there was a hurricane came to New York and it created a flooding inside the subway system. But when the rat is under the subway system, there was flooding, and you know what happened. Rat moved into the house. So for the next several days, suddenly we see so many rats in the basement, and I was feeling so fear to go to the basement, even though I was so hungry, because food was in the basement. So when we feel fear something, we try to do something to help us overcome the fear. So there was a brother, he also fear of rat. So he said, I cannot handle it anymore. Let's go to look for the cat. So he went to the shelter and looked for the cat, and he brought the cat back to the community. And certainly we didn't see any rat at all. Thanks God. So cat, it was our savior. But the problem, when the cat's in the community, we have the convent next to us. All the rats move to the convent. So we have to bring the cat to convent and to help the sister to move all the rats out from the convent. That's what happened when we feel fear of something. It will help us to repair ourselves and also to do something. And if we look at into our life, and we remember that last year when during this time, suddenly all the media brought the news about COVID virus, and it created a fear and anxiety among all of us. And suddenly, we didn't know what to do at all, so we locked ourselves inside the house. And the fear and anxiety was gradually building up, that we just feel like if we open the door and the virus will get into the house. That is the fear that we experienced. So for the disciples, they also feel like that. If they open the door, the Jews would get into the room and arrest them. So they locked themselves. They couldn't do anything at all. But we remember, Jesus Christ, when he resurrected from the dead, and he looked for his disciples, so he himself entered the room and tell them, peace be with you. That's what we need in life. Few feel fear, we feel anxiety in life, but we need to feel peace in our life also. And Jesus brought peace to his disciples. And if we look at all disciples, they stayed together. But one of the disciples, he felt fear, and he decided to run away. Thomas, called Didymus, he was not with them. So we don't know what happened to him, but he chose himself not to be with his disciples, but staying together to help them to know what to do. And staying together is another thing that the disciples could do to help them to protect themselves. Being one is not easy to survive, but being with a group, it's easier to survive. So Jesus appealed to the group, "Peace be with you." That's why it helped Thomas, called Didymus, came back to them in the next week. If we look at in our life, we experience a lot of things outside in the neighborhood and also in our society. Racism, violence, that's what we don't want to experience, because sometimes it creates a lot of conflicts. Because when people experience of those violence in life because of racism, it can destroy the society and create a conflict, a lot of disagreement. And we just don't want to experience all those things in life. We want to receive peace. We want to live in the peaceful place, peaceful neighborhood, and peaceful country. That's what we want to experience. So enable to bring peace. Follow Jesus Christ. Go and spread the good news to all nations, to your brother and sister in Christ. Don't lock yourself inside the room, and also afraid of doing things. So when Jesus entered into the room, he opened the door and let all the disciples going out doing something. So for all of us, we want to receive peace in life, to live in a peaceful place. It's also a call for us to do something to protect our brothers and sisters in Christ. That is the invitation for all of us. And because today is the second Sunday of Easter, the Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday is also to help us that in life we need to receive a mercy and forgiveness of God. When we receive mercy, we respect each other and sister in Christ, and we do something to spread the good news. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead and bring peace to all of us, and we want to share and building up the place that all of us can live in, a peaceful place.